Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Federal figures show that in fiscal year 2014, Massachusetts became home to nearly 2,000 refugees from around the world. Yesterday, we heard the story of a Syrian family resettled in the western part of the state. Today, we visit a nonprofit in Worcester, where refugees can find help to start their new lives. WBUR's Bob Oakes has the story.
In a nondescript building tucked away in a small office park in Worcester, refugees and immigrants from all over the world wait in the busy lobby of a Centria Care Alliance. Their languages blend together with the English-speaking staff, creating something of a global chorus. They're here for Centria's New Americans program.
They come here originally for us to resettle them, find them housing, get them jobs, teach them English.
Angela Bovill is CEO and president of Centria. It's the local affiliate of the national organization Lutheran Immigration and Refugee Services, which is one of a handful of agencies with federal contracts to provide resettlement services for U.S.-bound refugees. Bovill leads us on a tour of the center, a sort of one-stop shop for new arrivals, offering courses in job training, financial literacy, driver's ed, and English as a second language.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
You in basic English?
Level one, yes.
Level one English. Where are you all from?
I'm Iraq.
Iraq? Yes. And you?
I'm from Bhutan.
I'm Nepal.
Nepal. And you?
I'm from Haiti.
Haiti?
Yes.
Well, welcome all of you, and thank you for spending your day with us.
Is the lack of the language, the lack of the English language, the biggest immediate hurdle?
I would say yes. Other than PTSD and other trauma that they may have suffered, depending on where they came from, can make it very difficult. If they're resettling from the Congo, for example, they may have been subject to rape or torture. So you need to heal some of that damage before you're able to go in the workforce for some clients. But for most clients, English would be the most significant barrier.
Centria resettled more than 500 refugees in Massachusetts between October last year and September this year. Some are refugees from war. Others are fleeing persecution.
Our job is to give them the basic skills, cultural awareness, in order to get along. So they come here to create a new life for themselves, really.
A crucial aspect of creating that new life is finding a job. In the last year, Centria's offices in Worcester and Westfield helped find full or part-time employment for hundreds of people. The jobs can range from entry-level positions processing food products in a plant, scanning documents in an office, or packing boxes in a warehouse.
I come from Congo.
Benjamin Kagigi was a teacher in the Democratic Republic of Congo before he fled his country, which has been racked by war and violence since the 1990s. Kagigi arrived in Worcester with his wife and four children last year, and with Centria's help, found a job working in a warehouse.
Is life here good?
Very, very good. If I compare it with the life in my country, I feel that it is better. Very, very good life.
Kagigi hopes to return to Congo someday, but just to visit, saying he now considers himself an American.
I feel as American because I don't have any problem. I don't fear anyone like it was in my country. And now I applied for a green card. I'm waiting for a green card, which means that I see that the government welcomed me and my family as Americans. That is very good.
One of the challenges for us is that we don't know ahead of time or very far ahead of time when the refugees will come.
Most immediately, that means finding a place to stay upon arrival. Centria CEO Angela Bovill.
So we will search out apartments, we will find places for them to stay, and we will pick them up from the airport and bring them to that housing. So that's worked out pretty well, and we're usually able to find them housing, but there's always a shortage of affordable housing.
And there is always a sense of urgency. That's because in most cases, federal funding for new refugees is available for up to 90 days. Additionally, the federal government has an expectation that most refugees will become self-sufficient as soon as possible. Hopefully, Bovill says, within 6 months of their arrival in the U.S.
But in many cases, 6 months is not enough. You really need to work with them in many cases longer than that.
Beyond the 6 months, Beauville says Essentria provides its own funding, supplemented with local donations and grants. Funding is just one example where federal policies and local realities don't always match up as the refugees launch their new lives.
The federal government decides who will come in this country, where they will come from, and when they will come. That is not decided at the local level, although the local level has input and informs the process. But it's very different on the ground, and it's very different by community. Different communities are in a different position to be able to serve or be willing to serve a refugee population.
Worcester, for one, has been very willing. Beauville says the agency has support from local officials, from schools, and from businesses. For Benjamin Kagigi, the refugee from Congo, feeling welcomed in his new community means he can focus on what lies ahead.
What do you want to do for work eventually?
God helps. I need to be a teacher because I was a teacher in my country. Yeah.
A teacher in his home country, and perhaps one day a teacher in his new country. WBUR's Shannon Dooling produced this story. I'm Bob Oakes.